K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Christina.
Christina, do you love Not Scary Farm?
I do.
You just won tickets to opening night.
Amazing.
Well done. Are you at work?
I am.
Yeah, I noticed that whisper voice that you're using. Thank you for listening to K-Rock. I appreciate it.
I love it.
It is the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? On the show today, we're going to talk about Hurricane Marie and the waves that battered Southern California this weekend. Also, maybe the best interview of the week with a surfer named Ethan. What's up with Florida includes a buck in the house. We have People Are Dumb on the show today. We have our new music feature, which is the 420 catch of the day. In the 5 o'clock hour, we do What's Your Story? And we have tickets for Dexter and the Moon Rocks at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock September 22nd. And Friday, Megan Holliday and I took phone calls on hobbies that other people think are nerdy. K-Rock, hello.
Hello, this is Anna.
Hi, Anna. What is the hobby that your friends think is nerdy?
So my nerdy hobby is learning about donkey tails. My favorite is the silicone donkey. I'm just obsessed with their long and fluffy tails. My family has a ranch in Victorville, so we have a handful of donkeys.
All right, slow down. So your hobby is studying tails of donkeys?
Yes.
Are there a lot of different types of tails?
Yeah. One of my favorite ones is the silicone donkey, which is about 18 to 20 inches long.
Wow.
How did you get into that? I mean, I know you're...
It all started when I was in middle school.
Right. And what happened?
Well, I didn't have much friends, so I just kind of just stayed home with the donkeys.
Oh. Why the tail and not any other donkey part? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I guess it's just so fluffy.
Huh. Yeah. Wow. This is out there. I love it.
This is one of the strangest that I've ever heard of. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
You should go to Tijuana. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Is that the whole story?
That's new Phoebe Bridgers called Lost Boys. This is from South Park.
Quote, inspired by the bravery and patriotism of Apple and Google, we are changing the name of South Park to South America.
This is hilarious to me. Details are coming up on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. I worship at the altar of South Park. Everything they do makes me laugh. Trey Parker and Matt Stone just recently, this past July, signed a 5-year global streaming deal with Paramount worth roughly $1.5 billion. And they were negotiating so heavily that they had to push back the next episode of South Park. So they pushed it back 2 weeks. And the day after they signed the deal, South Park aired an episode where 47 had a incredibly micro, tiny wiener. It was a cartoon wiener, but they showed it. And he ended up getting in a relationship with Satan somehow, and he got Satan pregnant. It is the funniest thing in the world to me. They just have been grandfathered in. They do things that you're not supposed to be able to do, and they haven't gotten in trouble for it. And since they signed that deal, 47 tried to rename Lake Ontario, the Gulf of Mexico, and now he's going after New Mexico. So this is from South Park.
Quote, inspired by the bravery and patriotism of Apple and Google, we are changing the name of South Park to South America.
Hilarious, but they're not quite done making fun of their employers.
We especially want to thank our parent company, Paramount, a Skydance capitulation.
A Skydance capitulation.
New season launches September 16th at 10 p.m. Eastern time. This is real. This is from South Park.
Oh, that's so good. That is a week from tomorrow night on Comedy Central. This is one of my favorite times of year. Opening night for Not Scary Farm is Thursday, September 17th. That's a week from this Thursday. We've got a 4-pack of tickets for you if you'd like to go in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Hi, this is Melba.
Hi, Melba. Do you love Not Scary Farm?
Yes, I know.
You are the winner on September 17th, which is a week from Thursday. It's opening night at Not Scary Farm, and you will be there with three friends.
Oh my God, that's great. Thank you.
It is world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. It was a long, hard weekend for a lot of people.
But it's powerful swell surging water into Long Beach.
Trying to pretty much move all the water because I just see some garage got flooded.
Homeowners using sandbags and pumps to try and keep garages dry.
You're good.
Drivers and cars looking for high ground. Long Beach firefighters confirming at least a dozen homes on the peninsula impacted by high water.
We're still dealing with the swell. We're still dealing with the swell trajectory. We're still dealing with that perfect alignment past the breakwater.
Really indescribable. It's kind of sad. A lot of people that are going to lose their home.
Yeah, that is endlessly sad. But you might say, Kevin, is there a bright point in this story? Is there a glass half full? And I present to you Channel 5's coverage of Ethan, the boogie boarder.
I grabbed Ethan real quick. I'm going to bring you into the shot. You are here with your boogie board. You got your helmet. Tell me a little bit about what the conditions have been like for you so far over the past few days.
It's been the best conditions ever, dude. You could just drop straight into them, get real pitted, come out of them, hit the lip, and just go, wah-ha!
That's what I knew that Ethan was magic, because he was recreating the original surfer dude, who was maybe the most hilarious interview of a surfer ever on the news. Here's the original.
Dude, you get the best barrels ever, dude. Just like you pull in and you just get spit right out of them. And you just drop in and just smack the lip. Whoop! Drop down. Snap. Ah! And then after that, you just drop in, just ride the barrel and get pitted. So pitted like that.
All right, so that's the original. Now, this weekend, Ethan did his impression of that guy.
Tell me a little bit about what the conditions have been like for you so far over the past few days.
It's been the best conditions ever, dude. You could just drop straight into them, get real pitted, come out of them, hit the lip, and just go, wah-ha!
I love Ethan so much.
Okay, so now for someone who doesn't surf, break that down for us.
Here's what I love. She said she doesn't surf. She wants him to break it down. He doesn't. He just continues with his impression.
You're just like riding down the wave, and then you get into the little curly thing, and then you come out of it, and then you hit the lip. Wa-pa.
Kapa.
Yeah, just... Ooh.
Luckily, this reporter doesn't know what he's doing, so she sticks with it.
Okay. You have a helmet on. You always boogie board with the helmet, or because of you... Okay.
Precautions. Gotta be safe out there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You spend a lot of time out here. How many hours a day do you come out?
This is the widest array possible of hours.
6 to 20 hours a day, for sure.
A day? 6 to 20?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's kind of my livelihood. I'm professional. I do this for a living.
Do you take water breaks, food breaks, bathroom breaks?
All right, now he shows his water bottle, which I think is 24 ounces, maybe.
Yeah, I got a gallon of water right here. It's all you need for one day.
He calls it a gallon. It's way not a gallon.
1 gallon a day is all you need.
I grabbed Ethan real quick.
That is my favorite guy of the weekend. First,
get your greasy little face up next to the radio, because it's time for America's favorite radio program, Animal Stories.
Time for Kevin Ryder's
Animal Stories.
So this happens in Florida, but it's more of an animal story because it's about a buck, a deer, that has snuck into a man's house and is sitting in his standing in his bathroom.
Is the door closed or open?
No, it's open.
Oh, that's a buck. That's a nice buck.
This dude has a giant deer in his bathroom facing away from the door. Just standing there. So he calls the police and they come over to try and help.
Well, let's try to, I wonder if we could block it a little bit. I know he got a jump away. But if we kind of blocked it off and just gave him the one way out.
That seems like a good idea. So they start rearranging furniture so the deer can just walk straight out through that one way. So that the deer can just leave through that one way. So they arrange it and then they take a long pool cleaner and they try to just nudge it so that it'll go, and it does. That buck trying to get out of the bathroom reminds me of Lord of the Dance.
There you go. Come on. Turn around. There you go. Get on up.
Come on.
So then the Lord of the Dance, Buck, leaves the house but goes straight for the pool.
Don't run the pool.
No.
They got a lot of rules.
Come on, bud. Come here. All right, he's out.
All right, he's out of the pool. All good.
Hey, he's going to come back this way.
He's coming. There he goes. Don't go back in the pool.
He goes back to the pool. He's toying with these people. Megan Holliday is here now with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, well, we obviously had some crazy weather over the weekend, and a local boogie boarder named Ethan took advantage of the epic waves.
I grabbed Ethan real quick. I'm going to bring you into the shot. You are here with your boogie board. You got your helmet. Tell me a little bit about what the conditions have been like for you so far over the past few days.
It's been the best conditions ever, dude. You could just drop straight into them, get real pitted, come out of them, hit the lip, and just go, whoop-ha!
Okay, now for someone who doesn't surf, break that down for us.
You're just like riding down the wave, and then you get into the little curly thing, and then you come out of it, and then you hit the lip, whoop-ha!
Ha!
Yeah, just...
Okay.
I am obsessed.
I love that guy so much.
I love him. Number two, a small village in the UK has come up with a solution to its local signs, which keep getting stolen because of the hilarious name of this village.
Fingringhoe has had its village signposts stolen multiple times because of the village's funny name. Last time, the sign was up for just 48 hours before it was taken by thieves.
I'm sorry, what's the name?
Start it over.
Okay, I didn't hear it.
Fingringhoe.
Are you kidding me? I want to go steal it.
Fingringhoe has had its village signposts stolen multiple times because of the village's funny name. Last time, the sign was up for just 48 hours before it was taken by thieves. This year, the village's parish council has put up huge stones with Fingringhoe engraved on them, and each stone weighs hundreds of kilograms. The new stones have been really well received by locals, and their weight should hopefully prevent any further theft.
Nope. That will not happen. They will get stolen.
They will get stolen again. And number three, four people were arrested and the cops seized the most drugs of all time, in my opinion, at the annual gathering of the Juggalos.
Yes. Camden County authorities have arrested four people and seized more than 380 pounds of drugs at the annual gathering of the Juggalos in the Ozarks. That's the fan group for the hip-hop duo Insane Clown Posse. These four people on screen were arrested, and between them, deputies seized 220 pounds of marijuana, 125 pounds of psilocybin mushrooms, 40 pounds of edibles, among various other substances. Keep in mind, this is only the first half of the week-long event. The sheriff's office says there will be continued enforcement throughout the rest of the festival.
Leave them alone!
That's a lot of drugs. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day!
This song is from Remy Wolf, and the name of the song is Bottle. It's off her third album, Mud, which comes out October 9th. And it's her talking about her ongoing relationship with sobriety. She checked into a rehab in 2020 early, and she is on again, off again. And this is the song that she wrote about it. It's going to be on her new album. It's called Bottle, and it is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is Remy Wolf and Bottle. That's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. I know it's a little bit early for some people to start talking about Not Scary Farm.
We've got four packs of tickets for you to go to opening night. Your shot to win is coming up on K-Rock.
We have another In-N-Out Burger sound space at K-Rock planned, and we want to invite you to come along with us.
Dexter and the Moonrocks are going to be here on the 22nd, so we have What's Your Story coming up, and the best caller text, you're going
to
win.
Get back to me when you have a second verse. It is the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. If you don't want your sign stolen, don't name your city Fingringhoe. I mean, come on.
Tingringho has had its village signposts stolen multiple times because of the village's funny name. Last time, the sign was up for just 48 hours before it was taken by thieves.
I love that so much.
I know.
2 days. They stole it again.
This year, the village's parish council has put up huge stones with Tingringho engraved on them. And each stone weighs hundreds of kilograms.
So now they put it on stones as if that's going to stop anyone.
Yeah, there's power tools out there.
Right?
The new stones have been really well received by locals.
Sure.
And their weight should hopefully prevent any further theft.
Yeah, it's not going to prevent any further theft. It just isn't. It's not going to.
Yep.
Did you ever steal anything impressive?
Oh, yeah.
Because if I was in that town, I would be one of those people.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I remember at some point in high school, my friends and I stole a street sign.
Oh, nice.
Because I think it was a street like Stony Lane or something like that. And
kind of 420 reference.
Yeah, but I was like, I don't want to keep the sign. Someone else take it. I'll help steal it, but I'm not keeping it.
Lame.
You know? And I bet you did this all the time.
I had a stop sign at one point, sure.
Okay.
But,
yep.
You know, so I guess that's our topic today is, how do we say it? Impressive things you've stolen?
Yeah, most impressive thing you've stolen.
All right.
I think.
800-520-1067. The most impressive thing you've stolen. Like you're proudest of, or at least at one point in your life, you were proudest of this item.
You know who I would like for us to call us would be the people that stole the Jack Skellington last year in Riverside.
That is true.
That would be,
yes,
I
that
mean,
would
that's
be
a pretty big ticket item,
yeah.
Right there.
Yes, it is. Most impressive thing you've stolen, and for the best call,
we are going to hook you up with your tickets to come out and see Dexter and the Moon Rocks in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space on September 22nd.
Most impressive thing you've stolen, calls and or text 1-800-520-1067. What's the most impressive thing you've stolen?
714 says, I stole a historic Route 66 sign by standing on the roof of my rental car. That's,
yeah,
pretty,
that's
good.
A pretty good one.
Yeah.
K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Joe.
Hey, Joe, you win.
Woo! Yeah, thank you.
You got a 4-pack of tickets for opening night of Not Scary Farm.
Nice. I'm looking forward to that.
You have 3 people you can take?
Absolutely. I actually have 7 other people.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hunger Games style.
There we go.
A few years ago, I found out that my mom played the trombone when she was younger.
Oh, really?
So
is she on that track?
Every time I play that song and you hear, rah, 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 I just picture my mom. I don't,
oh, my God.
I'm not sure that that's great. All right. We started about half hour ago with a story out of the UK, a city called Fingringho.
Yep.
Somebody keeps stealing their sign.
Yeah,
imagine
course.
That. So
as you do.
We're talking about the most impressive thing that you've stolen at 800-520-1067.
And for the best call or text, you're going to come see Dexter and the Moon Rocks in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space on the 22nd.
Most impressive thing I've stolen.
Please.
So I lived in San Dimas, and my gal and I, Chelsea, we went through the Del Taco drive-thru. And there were 2 really cool cactus chairs.
What are they? Cactus chairs?
And we borrowed them for 5 years. Because
ah!
I had a 6-foot bong.
Right.
So one had to step on the top of the cactus Del Taco chair, and one had to light the thing on the bottom.
Yes.
And when I moved out, I put them back where we found them. Borrowed.
Did
oh,
you really?
Man.
5 years later, they got put back.
Borrowed.
That borrowed. Is,
yeah, they were borrowed. Mm-hmm.
They were borrowed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. This is so good.
K-Rock, hello. What's the most impressive thing you've stolen?
The most impressive thing I've stolen? I don't steal. I've never stolen anything.
Oh, okay. Go steal something
yeah.
And call us back.
Live it up.
K-Rock, hello.
It wasn't really like one thing, but I used to work at like a technology store, and I used to buy products for employee discount prices and return them for store credit and then buy game systems and sell them on Craigslist.
You had a whole operation
going.
Wow,
that's quite a system.
Yeah.
I like it. How long did you do that?
I did it for a little while, probably like 6 months.
Did you get caught?
No, but when I was leaving that store when I quit, I told one of my coworkers about it. And then he got caught and tried to drag me down with him.
Oh, snitches get stitches is what I hear.
Narc!
K-Rock, hello.
Back in high school, when I was a senior, I was on a mission my senior year to steal the flag from the referee. So one of the last games, I actually stole the flag. I got caught, got in trouble. The next game, I stole another flag. That one I got to keep.
Is this football you're talking about?
Yeah, football. This was during the game.
You stole it off the ref?
The football game. Yeah. I don't know. He threw it. There was a big pile. I rolled up on it, and then I tucked it in my pants, and then it was done.
That's fantastic.
Oh my God,
you do good
it.
Work.
Out in the open.
That was the most impressive thing. Yeah, it was right there in front of everybody, everyone in the stands, both football teams. Refs took like 10 minutes looking for it, and it's all, let's get another one.
I hope the very next play you threw it on the other team.
I should have. No, I wanted to keep it. That was my phone.
Oh, gotcha. All right, 800-520-1067 is the phone number.
The most impressive thing you've ever stolen.
We are taking your phone calls at 800-520-1067. The topic is the most impressive thing you've stolen.
562 says, my sister tells me the story that when she was a kid, she was playing outside when a pickup truck came around the corner, and in the back was the Dairy Queen cow, and her uncle riding it like it was a bull. They put it in the backyard and used it as a diving board until the cops came and said to return it. That is so good.
That is impressive. 800-520-1067. We are taking your phone calls on the most impressive thing you've stolen.
562 said, stole a whole stop sign while waiting for tacos in a drive-thru. Took it to my friend's house and forgot his dad worked for the city.
Oh.
So had to return the stop sign, and yes, beers were involved. Almost had it.
It's what's your story? The topic is the most impressive thing that you've stolen.
Yeah, so I was back in South America on an island in the Caribbean where we had a house, and then I stole a motorcycle at the beach, put it in my truck, I had a 4x4, I put the little Vespa in the car. Then I lived in an apartment. I put it in the elevator and kept it in the apartment hidden.
So you stole it and you couldn't even ride it.
Well, then months later, my dad and my brother went and they put it in another car. They put it on a ferry and brought it to the mainland.
Your whole family is smuggling vehicles.
Oh, my God, dude. It's a whole family operation.
Yep. It was like 25 years ago. Or
that's wild.
Damn.
K-Rock, hello.
We stole the satellite service, dish.
What's
the
stole,
other one?
Like, cable?
Yes. We had a whole system where we were setting up copies of the cards that they had in the systems to take the signal and give it to us for free.
How did you pull that off?
We had a satellite because we had a friend that did audio-visual installations. And so we had the satellite, and we had the box, and we would dupe the cards and then get it all for free.
Yes! That's so
Your
awesome.
Whole life is crazy. K-Rock, hello.
Okay, so this is back when I was in fifth grade, back in 1980-something. My mom had $400 on top of a shelf. I told myself, after I get back from school, if it's still there, I'm going to take one. So I took $100 and I went to the local skateboard shop, which is called Bob Skate out here in Garden Grove.
Right.
And I got me a Christian Soy board, right?
Right.
Nice.
So, yeah, it was nice. I had it for a good couple of weeks, but I told my best friend what happened, but he ended up telling my aunt that told my mom. And then a big ordeal, she sent me to the local police station to treat me, you know, to treat me a lesson.
Right. Oh, my God. Your mom turned you in?
Yeah.
Boo! Boo! Mom, boo!
All right.
I got to be honest. I'm partial to the 6-foot bong.
Yes.
You?
Yes. She borrowed cactus chairs from Del Taco for 5 years. So this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
Hi.
I just love that you actually returned them after 5 years.
Well, I used them, and it's not called stealing, but they caught my eye. I replaced them when I moved out.
I mean, it is stealing.
They were really good porch, you know, chair. You know,
they served
good.
Their purpose.
They did perfect for the step up to hit the bong. You know.
Yeah. Yes, it was 6-foot graphics plastic thing from Melrose.
Well done.
I was 19.
Well done.
Yo.
Well, Michelle, you are officially coming out to see Dexter and the Moon Rocks in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space on the 22nd.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
My sister and I saw Dexter, and I partied with his wife, and I crowd surfed
at the Palladium.
Fantastic.
Oh, my God. Then this is perfect.
And he's a scientist. And this is how my sister kicked back with him. And I was partying with his wife and stuff. Yes. Yes, yes.
I'm also a scientist.
Okay, yeah.
I'm the pregnant mom in the monster.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll see you soon.
September 17th is a week from Thursday, and that is the first night of Not Scary Farm this year.
Woo! So we are hooking you up with four packs of tickets, and your shot to win is coming up after this on K-Rock.